first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one can change my mind.
Welcome back to the Jump Force Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking around on this Wednesday morning. 251-343-0106. We'll get to your text. You and Gene and Sad Troll are tag team in the text line this morning, but we'll get to those. We won't waste too much time right now on those. Still to come, Joey Clark, News Talk 93.1, our Wednesday regular guest, and Parker Griffith, former lawmaker, North Alabama. A big win for those guys last night in a special election. We'll talk about that as well. But joining us now on the line, he is running in the 2nd Congressional District. Try to get these guys on every week through the runoff. But former State Senator Dick Brubaker, friend of the program, joining us. Senator, good morning. How you doing?
Hi, doing great. I was in your neck of the woods yesterday.
Well, give us an update. You still look, I mean, you know, coming out of the primary, Senator, looked really, really solid up north. You got a little bit of work to do down, I guess, from kind of Butler County or Conecuh County south. How is that going?
Well, I think it's going pretty well. We got a poll back yesterday that certainly looked the way I wanted it to. And, you know, the challenge is getting the vote out in a runoff where the only thing on the ballot is one election. And I think this election is going to be decided by whoever does a better job of that. Because, you know, we had 22% turnout on Super Tuesday. The rule of thumb is in a runoff, you can expect about half of the turnout you got in the first election. So it's interesting. It's going to be a challenge to get people back to the polls. And but we're, you know, we're spending a lot of time and money on get out the vote, and I think we'll be fine.
Well, that's the striking thing. I mean, these special elections, low turnout. It's a totally different campaign for two reasons, I suppose. That primary ballot, you got some presidential races, you got some other, some judge races, you got some other things on the ballot that people are interested in. And then I guess, like, you know, furthermore, you scale it down to a runoff and, like you said, half the turnout if you're lucky. I mean, like, it suddenly becomes like a different strategy, I would assume.
Well, it does. It is a different strategy. And, you know, the polls look good for me because my opponent's gone totally negative. She's spending all her time and money lying about what I did in the state legislature. And her latest ad says I'm a Trump hater and a tax and spender and all this stuff. Well, you know, Veterans for Trump endorsed me, not her. And I think people will see through that. But the person who's behind is the one that goes negative, not the person who's ahead. And I'm just going to stick to my guns. I hate negative campaigning. I'm not going to do it. I think it's what's destroying politics. And yeah, to be honest with you, I don't care if it costs me the race. I'm not going to lower myself. I'm going to hang on to my integrity, whether I win this race or not. But judging from the poll we got back yesterday, it looks really good.
Well, let's talk about that. Now, last time you were on, we hit the Never Trump stuff. The tax increase surcharge, if you would kind of respond to that.
And I think people will see through that. But the person who's behind is the one that goes negative, not the person who's ahead.
Stand by, Senator. We seem to be having some difficulties here with the phone connection. Dick Brubaker on the line with us right now, running for that 2nd Congressional District between he and Caroline Dobson. Senator, can you hear me now? All right. We're going to still working on that. 251-343-0106. That's the text line. That is how you get in touch with the program if you so choose. Let's see. Let's try this once again. Senator, can you hear us now? All right. Well, Anyway, talking about that, and it dropped there for some reason, so we're going to try to reconnect here. Let's see if we can get this going. Hold on here. All right. Do we have you, Senator? All right, we're going to have to try that another way. Real quick, in order to get this connection reestablished here, 251-343-0106, if you can get in touch with the program. Let's see, what do we have here? Speaking of, just a few texts. Tim writes this. Oh, I think we got him now. Live radio, nothing like it, ladies and gentlemen. Still no connection here. Senator, can you hear me? All right, no luck there. Back to the text line. Jeff, what are your thoughts on the best candidate to be able to defeat figures? That's a good question. That's what we're trying to work on now. I mean... I think both are very, both are very decent options as far as this goes. I mean, with Trump on the ballot and looking at how this could turn out, people turnout's going to come out for Republicans, one would assume. And that's a big shot in the arm for that'll be a big shot in the arm for whoever the Republican is. Like who's getting up on election day? Who's excited? Who is excited to vote for Joe Biden? I mean, like rolling out of bed and like, oh my gosh! But I think there's an effect for Trump. I mean, I got a bunch of text here on the line joking about a Trump Bible. But people are going to buy those. Or better yet, this True Social stock that we this publicly traded company that started trading the other day, it's up like by a significant amount. There's sort of a grassroots appreciation for Trump, and that's going to translate to something on the ballot. Or whoever the Republican nominee is, I think, in the 2nd congressional district. So I'm not sure that it matters as much who the nominee is. You certainly could get down into very granular level. Who does better in Montgomery? Who does better in Mobile? Where there's going to be more Republican votes? What do turnout margins or what do turnout models look like in each of these places? And you start adding all that up, and then maybe you can make a case for one or the other. But I think the bigger picture wise goes, Tim, the either candidate in the 2nd congressional district race will benefit from a general election ballot. 251-343-0106. I think we got him now. Senator, can you hear me this time?
What was going on?
Sorry about that. Such as it is,
right?
Yeah, such as it is live radio. Hey, back to the tax question. And the charge from your opponent is that you're a tax increaser. Just respond to that, if you will.
Well, it's the same thing on with Trump. I mean, you know, text without a context is a pretext. And that's what she's doing. She went all the way back to 2003 and found a vote where I voted to put a tax on the ballot so people could vote on it and saying that's a tax increase. And the other one she references is a Montgomery County local school tax. It was in 2020 and I wasn't even in the legislature. Now, as a private citizen, I supported that tax in the sense that I voted for it, but that's because the commanding general of Maxwell had just announced that if Montgomery didn't do something about the schools, they were going to close the base. And to prove to Montgomery that they were serious, one of the major missions, the NCO Academy, they closed and sent to another base in another state. So, yeah, I supported that, but I was not a member of the legislature in 2020. So, I mean, that's the basis for her
he's a tax raising guy claim. But anybody who knows me, you know that's not true.
Right, right. Well, it's like you said, are you surprised that it's turned negative? I don't get the sense that this is, you know, we're at a stage yet. Maybe we're going to get there soon where it goes really, really negative. But was this anticipated?
Well, I hoped it wouldn't happen because, you know, let's face it. You think people that are new in politics will be a breath of fresh air, and she's turned out to be a breath of the old air. And people, when they're behind in elections and their own message isn't selling, they go negative on whoever they're running against. And I'm not, now when you say the race has gone negative, I haven't run a single negative ad. And I'm not gonna. And it's just, you know, lying about other people to win a political race is still lying. And it's not part of the way I live my life.
Joined by Dick Brubaker for just a few more minutes here. I think he's got another commitment he's got to go take care of. But before I let you go, Senator, just kind of one of the things, and this is what it occurs to me looking at this this contest, it's almost as if you're not running against each other at times, but you're really kind of running against the status quo, the Biden administration, and it may come down to this, who's going to be a better member of Congress either undo or combat the Biden administration.
Well, I think it's, you know, who's got a record of being a conservative under pressure. And, you know, that's me. There's something to be said for knowing how to function in a legislative body. And also, I've lived in the district my entire adult life. I raised my family here, ran a business with 100 employees for 35 years. And she's been back in District 2 about 10 minutes. And to represent a district well, you need to live in it and understand it. And when push comes to shove on getting appropriations, you know, for the port or for the Bayway Bridge or for the West Alabama Corridor, I think I know how. And in a body as large as the U.S. Congress, that matters.
Well, and that's it, the getting the appropriations, getting being sort of that breadwinner. You see that as like that's a big part of this, whereas maybe
we'll address that,
and then we'll get you out of here.
When it comes to earmarks, I think you got to call balls and strikes. You know, I think saying all earmarks are bad is the wrong approach, but I also think being purely regardless of how ridiculous the appropriations are, it's the wrong approach as well. But on infrastructure issues, that's federal money well spent.
Senator, folks want to find out more about your campaign and get in touch. Tell them how to do so.
BrubakerForCongress.com, or they can call me on this cell phone at 334-399-5493. Thanks,
Senator, thanks for making time for us. We'll make it up to you later. But there you have it. Former State Senator Dick Brubaker running in that second congressional district. There's a bunch of technical problems, so we're going to work through those and try to get those corrected. Anyway, in the meantime, text me at 251-343-0106. So the one I wanted to get to here, Gene, one of my lefty trolls here, will you be stocking the Trump Bibles that are for sale for $59.99 plus handling? The Trump Bible thing is like more of a... You guys on the left are more excited about that than I haven't heard anybody talk about the Bible. Maybe it sells. I'm sure some people will buy it. Let me ask you this. If there were Biden Bibles for sale and there were Trump Bibles for sale, who's going to sell more Bibles? Huh? James the Sad Troll says, really sketchy to selling Bibles to help pay legal fees. I'm surprised the Calabaptists aren't up in arms over it. Why do you assume that he's selling Bibles to pay legal fees? Why do you assume that's where those proceeds are going, James? Like, how do you know? Yes, he's Jeffrey. You getting your $59.99 Bible from Trump? It's funny how you guys know it's $59.99. It would be just easier to type $60. But anyway, to help with his legal fees, we need to dig deep here. The billionaire needs MAGA support. Whatever you think of the Bible, there's no denying this. This lawfare that's going on, they are targeting Trump, holding him to a different standard legally because they don't like his politics. They don't like him. What's the bigger indiscretion here? I mean, like, and I don't know if you've ever, James, when's the last time you purchased the Bible? How about you, Gene? When's the last time either one of you two have purchased the Bible? They're not, I mean, if you get a good one, they're not inexpensive. I think I paid $80 for my MacArthur Study Bible here. But you're just like being silly, playing a silly gotcha game. You know, guys on the left don't get it. It doesn't move the needle for you. You're not winning anybody over. In fact, it makes people hate you or dislike you even more. Let's get a break here, Mary. Back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. I'm just kidding.